prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Today is a unique day. We had a change up in shows this week because we had a holiday on Monday, and Tuesday I took the liberty of taking off to get some things done here that needed to be done. So we reran a couple older shows with November ahead of us, which is National Alzheimer's Awareness Month. We ran probably two of the most profound shows on reversing and avoiding Alzheimer's disease ever done. Quite frankly. And so we are doing something special today. The first hour is going to be physical culture radio. We're going to talk about the return of the classic physique. And then the second hour is going to be the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish. So this is an interesting show. Both hours, two of our favorite people on with us. Don't forget, you can win the complete set of Legacy of Iron autographed books from Brooks Kubik. The secret word is planted in commercial breaks. When you hear the secret word, email it to onair@superhumanradio.com. The winner will be announced on the 18th, which is next Friday, not this Friday, because it was a short week. So just get your entry in before then, and you're entered. So make sure you listen for the secret word during every commercial break.
You're listening to Physical Culture Radio, home of dinosaur training. Now, here's the keeper of the flame of physical culture, Brooks Kubik.
Happy belated birthday, Brooks. Yesterday was your birthday.
It was. It was a fun day and a good birthday.
And I heard you had a PR in the gym on your birthday. Is that true?
Yeah. It was kind of funny. I actually was not really looking to go quite as heavy as I did, but you know, I got in there and Coach Mike Bergner, who is an Olympic lifting coach and does the CrossFit Olympic lifting certifications, he says something to the effect of, you know, when the griddle is hot, you do your cooking.
Right, yeah.
You know, and, you know, the griddle was hot, so I did something which I usually don't do. I went higher than I had planned on going and hit a lift that was the best split style snatch that I've done in the last two, maybe 3 years. So I was pretty happy with that. I was like, yeah, that's not bad. It's always fun to do good stuff on your birthday.
I was going to say, hell of a birthday present from the gods of physical culture to you, huh?
Yeah. I did the first 500-pound bottom position squat that I ever did. That's a squat.
Out of the hole.
Out of the hole, dead stop. Bars on pins in the power rack, so you go underneath it and stand up. And I would start, I would go so low that I'd be starting with the top of the thighs parallel to the floor.
Right.
You know, so this is not a quarter squat. This is, you know, a complete parallel powerlifting, this would pass in competition squat from a dead stop in the hole using the power rack. And I hit 500 pounds for the first time on my birthday.
This birthday? This birthday?
No, not this birthday.
Oh.
But it was
another birthday.
It was a PR that I set on my birthday, and it was 500 pounds, and you know that's something that you remember, and that was like 25 years ago, and I still remember it.
No, that's cool. That's a cool way to punctuate the birthday.
Yeah, everybody should train on their birthday. You know, it's the Jack LaLanne thing. He used to always do some incredible superhuman feat on his birthday.
Yeah, tug a boat around New York Harbor by holding the rope around his waist while he swam with it. I mean, the guy was amazing.
Yeah, and you know, he'd do things. He'd tow barges filled with people. You know, like if he was turning 66, he'd pull 66 rowboats with people in them around Alcatraz Island. And,
right.
You know, he'd do that while he was handcuffed or his feet were tied together. It's just amazing
right.
stuff.
Yeah. And so in the vein of that, I think today's discussion kind of fits into the vein of that. The NPC announced recently that they will be introducing a new class within the bodybuilding competitions, which will now be called Classic Physique. So they had a men's physique class, which was supposed to invite more of a beach body look, athletic guy look. But people kept showing up looking like bodybuilders. Not enough muscle to be in a bodybuilding competition, but too much muscle to be in the physique competition. And so they decided, well, what we need is a class in between. What will we call it? They called it Classic Physique. And I think what they're talking about is a return to yesteryear, where the level of development and muscularity was more aesthetically pleasing and more achievable by the average person, without drugs, maybe even. And I told you about this, and you had some very strong opinions of it. And it first should be said that you don't follow bodybuilding at all, period. Any bodybuilding, period, end of story.
That's true.
So your perspective came from strictly what you've seen of the modern-day bodybuilders and some observations that you've applied to that when we look back at the post-drug bodybuilders. And the picture of today for today's show on superhumanradio.com epitomizes this discussion, because that guy is 16 years old, and that was taken when, Brooks? How long ago was that picture?
1947.
A young 16-year-old fellow from Brooklyn, Italian, no less. Last name was Signori. What was his first name?
Carmine.
Carmine. Like my father's name, Carmine Signori.
Yeah, yeah.
And well, I would look at him and think, you know, Marky Mark, wow, that's a great physique. Maybe we're going to see a reemergence of this physique.
Well, yeah, I spotted that photo about 2 weeks ago in an old issue of Strength and Health magazine, the March 1947 issue of Strength and Health. And I looked at it. It was in the success stories column, where young men would send in a photo, send a letter, talk about the success that they had achieved through their weight training program. And I saw this one, and I just thought, holy mackerel, who is that guy? And, you know, I looked again, and I read his story. He's 16 years old in that photo, been training for 3.5 years. Now remember, this is 1947. No drugs, no supplements, probably nothing other than barbells, dumbbells, squat rack, maybe a bench, maybe not. I mean, you know, if you look at him, he does not have massive chest development. Very broad shoulders, you know, maybe does, you know, some gymnastics work or something.
Mm-hmm.
But he's 5'7", weighs 165, and he just looks absolutely terrific. And I'm thinking, this is the physique that most people nowadays would love to have.
Right.
It's a natural look, it's broad-shouldered, it's manly, it's well-proportioned. And here's the thing. He not only looks strong, the kid is strong, because he entered the Mr. New York City bodybuilding contest. He placed second in his height class behind a guy named Vic Nicoletti, who went on to become pretty well known as a bodybuilder.
Another Italian kid.
Yeah, yeah. And he also entered the New York City Senior Metropolitan Weightlifting Championship. And at age 16, 165 pounds, he clean and presses, that's a military press, 230 pounds.
Wow.
Snatches 200 pounds. Again, this is at a body weight of 165. And he clean and jerks 270 pounds. So, you know, to me, this epitomizes strength, muscular development,
athleticism. Yes.
And he's not big, he's not massive, he's not a giant. He's 5'7", he weighs 165. Very, very attainable by anybody. And, you know, if you look at him, I mean, I don't know how big his wrists are, but, you know, it's not like he's some hugely massive guy with thick bones. He seems to have naturally broad shoulders, but other than that, he's just a guy who worked out.
Right.
And I was thinking, this is the classic physique. And then you called, and the idea for the show was, well, actually it was Lisa's idea, I believe.
Right. Yeah, I asked Elisa this morning. I said, what should we talk about on Physical Culture Radio today, Elisa? I said, because Brooke said that you always come up with the best topics.
Yeah.
And she said, well, have you seen the notice about Jim Mannion saying that there's a new classic physique competition category?
Mm-hmm.
And we started talking about it. I thought, that's great. That's what we're going to talk about. So, yeah. Yes, you're right.
You know, so you called, you pitched it to me, and, you know, we talked back and forth very quickly about, you know, some thoughts I had. But, you know, one of them was, you know, I want to put this photo out of this kid from 1947 that I think epitomizes what a classic physique should look like.
Well, and, you know, I'm still sad that compulsory lifts aren't part of the equation any longer. I think that would legitimize bodybuilding because it would make it more of a sport than a pageant. But with that being said, the new classic physique class will have height and weight requirements, which would probably also dictate that people be of a certain muscularity, if you will, not a hypermuscularity.
Mm-hmm.
But they will have to do some of the compulsory poses, front and back double biceps, side triceps, abs and quads, most muscular. And then there will be a 1 minute presentation where they'll be able to perform a routine like you do in men's bodybuilding and in traditional bodybuilding competitions. So I said to you, you know, when I think of the classic physique, what I think of is a well-developed upper body and well-developed lower body, but that's not what we have today. In fact, I can almost delineate between modern bodybuilding, and I'm talking about post-1978, 1980, to pre-1978 and so on, just by looking at the competitors' legs. The upper leg development has become so enormous that what you have now is you have a physique that tapers at the waist and then blows back out again at the glutes and the quads. When you look at those bodies of yesteryear, and I'm talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger as well, Frank Zane, there was a continuous taper line from the shoulders down. It didn't blow back up out below the waist into legs. It continued to taper. So it was almost like a manta ray's body as opposed to this strange hourglass figure that we see today.
It was a much different and I think a much more natural look, and I think a look that is more athletic and more appealing to the vast majority of people, including the vast majority of people who are interested in strength training, muscle building, health and fitness.
Absolutely, because it's attainable.
Mm-hmm.
And it is most definitely sustainable, and you don't need necessarily to take any drugs. You just have to train really hard and eat and rest really smart, and give your body time to adapt itself, and you'll have this physique.
And the other part of it is, and it's really interesting that they're doing height and weight combined to determine their classes. You need to not go over and get excessively bulky.
Yeah.
You know, you need to not, you know, not train with the goal of being 5'8 and 280 or 300 pounds, but more with the goal of being 5'8 and, you know, maybe 180 to 190. Very, very interesting, and it's, you know, it really is a throwback to a different era. And it'll be real interesting to see what happens with it.
I think the physiques were much more appealing back then.
I think they were much more appealing, and I'm going to throw this out. If Arnold Schwarzenegger had been 50 pounds heavier and it had the kind of physique that you've been describing, there really would have been no Arnold Schwarzenegger there would have been no movie career. There would have been no pumping iron. There would have been no explosion of bodybuilding, health, and fitness.
Right.
I mean, because people would have looked at, and, you know, as I said, if Arnold had been 50 or more pounds heavier, it would not have been appealing, and it would never have caught the imagination of the world the way it did.
I agree completely. There's something that speaks to us on a very primitive level when we see a physique like Arnold Schwarzenegger's, something that says that it's appealing to both men and women. So,
ask me about silhouettes when we come back.
That's exactly what I say. When we come back, I want to talk about your observation about the silhouettes of physiques. It's very interesting. You're listening to Physical Culture Radio with my co-host Brooks Kubik and myself. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information. Read Brooks Kubik's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksKubik.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Kubik's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Kubik's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksKubik.com right now.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Do you want to take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play Your Court sends top-rated instructors to your local court so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. playyourcourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Physical Culture Radio. with the introduction of the classic physique class by the NPC, the announcement, we may see a hearkening back to physiques that not only are easily attainable, more attainable, not easily. You still have to work hard, train smart, eat right, sleep right. But you don't necessarily need to enlist drugs into the picture. But also a physique that seems to be more appealing to the masses. These freakish physiques are appealing, but they're not appealing to the masses. And if bodybuilding is to step out of the dark recesses of small venues and with very little media attention, we have to start to appeal to the masses. So Brooks made an observation this morning when we were talking about this. He said, and I'll let you take it away, about the silhouettes.
Well, we were talking about the modern bodybuilding physique, which is just among the top professional bodybuilders. You're looking at just enormous mass combined with incredible definition. But the thing is, virtually everybody basically looks the same. You know, that when the body is expanded to that kind of proportion, people tend to look very similar. And so if you look at one pro and another and another and another, they look very similar physically. And I made the comment that back in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, the top competitive bodybuilders all had their own unique shape and their own unique body structure and their own unique physique. And if you saw a silhouette of someone, you knew immediately that it was Steve Reeves or Arnold Schwarzenegger,
right.
Frank Zane, Boyer Coe, whoever. They all had a unique look, even though they were all top competitive bodybuilders.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't see that now, but you saw it then. And I always thought that that was a much more natural look. And
well, but you know what it is, and I was thinking about it. So
when you
blow something up,
mm-hmm,
to the extremes, everything looks the same, right? I mean, think,
yeah,
about it, right? So you have something that's flat, and you blow it up completely, everything stretches out. It pretty much, the limits seem to be the same for everybody,
mm-hmm,
when you blow them out.
Yep.
But what you just described, when you said Boyer Coe, I thought of arms. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You say Arnold, you think of massive arms and shoulders, very, very small waist. You know, Frank Zane, same thing. I mean, these athletes exploited their individual genetics to create a physique that was exclusively theirs. And today, the athletes exploit their genetics and the use of other protocols to create physiques that are not exclusively theirs, that conform to what whoever is leading the pack looks like. And I'll give you an example of genetics over this type of a phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
Branch Warren is an amazing bodybuilder. I know you don't know, you probably know who he is because you don't follow bodybuilding, but when Branch first came on the scene back in the day, he had amazing leg development, but everybody said that his upper body was being overpowered by his leg development. So what Branch did was he focused on making his upper body as massive as his lower body, and he, quite frankly, I think his physique turned grotesque. I mean, granted, he's got an amazing amount of muscularity. If the goal is how much stuff could we pack in this 6x6 square foot room, you'd be surprised on what you could get in there, but it would be a mess and nobody would be able to get into it. Versus the feng shui, like how can we minimally address this room with decor where, mm-hmm, it's tasteful, unique? You see, get the difference?
Yeah.
Last thing. But here's an example of the bodybuilders of yesteryear. Who else was known to have amazing leg development that overpowered his upper body? Tom Platz. But he didn't do anything about it. He embraced the difference. He embraced the fact that Tom had the legs that everybody wanted. He had great upper body upper physique as well, upper body physique as well. But he didn't go out and say, well, now I'm going to blow my upper body up to the point where it dwarfs my lower body. He embraced it. He's Tom Platz, the Golden Eagle. He's the guy who squatted 500 pounds for 23 insane reps. I mean, that's what he was known for. He exploited his own uniqueness.
Well, in going back farther in time, John Grimmick, for a period of almost 10 years in the 1940s, did not do any squats. Can you believe that?
No, I can't. That's amazing.
Yeah, and the reason was he believed that his thighs were growing too big, that they were becoming out of proportion for his physique, and so he stopped training them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really amazing because everybody is aware that Grimmick, you know, when he was older, was still doing squats. You know, he would do dumbbell presses and squats, loved doing squats. They were one of his favorite exercises, but there was a period of time where he simply refused to do them because he believed that symmetry and proportion and an aesthetic appearance was more important. And then you have Steve Reeves, for example. I mean, Reeves was very intelligent and very calculated in his approach to training, and he trained some areas, and he minimally trained or almost avoided training others because he didn't want the most massive physique. He wanted a physique that had certain proportions, and he exploited them. And so you end up with the incredibly broad-shouldered, slim-waisted, narrow-hipped physique mm-hmm. that, you know, compelled Reeves to lasting fame both in bodybuilding and in the movies. You know, in 1957, Steve Reeves was the highest grossing movie star in the world.
Is that right?
Yeah, in the world. And that was off of the bodybuilding. And again, it was a calculated move. He wanted to be impressive, but he didn't want to be freakish. And he was very careful to walk a fine line there.
Wow. That's amazing. But it's true. You know, I mean, when you think about it, and again, for some reason, back then, an appealing physique had a continuous taper from the shoulders to the feet. That's the only thing I can say. When I look at the physiques of yesteryear and I look at the physiques of today, it's the lower body development, the legs, the glutes, the hamstrings. This is what has changed dramatically, in my humble opinion, when we look at the old-time bodybuilders all the way into the mid-70s and then beyond that. Their legs fit nicely in that manta ray-esque body form. All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back with more Physical Culture Radio.
Best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information. Read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
The secret word is consistent. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm.
Vitalform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the NGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth. It dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds, and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts. It's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Physical Culture Radio. So, another observation Brooks brought to the discussion this morning was the venue of the photography has changed as well, along with the types of bodies and the focus of what is important on the physique. The photographers have exploited it as well, right?
Yeah. Well, it used to be, and I'm going back to not that long ago. I mean, I'm talking about when I was a kid growing up, 60s, 70s. You would see in the muscle magazines a lot of full body photographs. Sometimes an 8.5 by 11 page in a magazine was nothing but one person in a full body pose. And you know, if you think about it, there are a lot of iconic photos from that era. Arnold Schwarzenegger posing at the beach, in the mountains, photos of Clarence Bass, photos of Frank Zane, Dave Draper, Larry Scott, and the majority of them are full-body poses. So you see the complete physique and how everything fits together in the proportions and the symmetry. That changed in the late 70s, early 80s. And you started having a lot of photos where the camera zoomed in to show amazing triceps mass and definition, separation, mass, definition in the chest when someone's doing a crunch type pose. The ab shots were, you know, focusing on the muscularity and the definition, not on the aesthetics of how the abdominal area fit into and tied together the entire body. A lot of shots, you know, as those quads became freakier and freakier, you saw a lot more close-ups of leg development.
Right.
And it's gone to the point now, you know, you have close-ups of the quads, you have close-ups of the hamstrings, you have, you know, close-ups of the glutes.
Right.
You know, on both men and women. And so the focus is on huge muscle mass in a completely contracted pose. Veins are popping out. There's no body fat, or there appears to be no body fat. Freakish definition. And that's what you're focusing on, which is a much different aesthetic than taking a photograph that's a full body photograph that shows the proportions. And it really has been a sea change, and it kind of ties into everything that we're talking about. You know, to my mind, what we're really talking about is a symmetrical, well-proportioned, well-balanced, strong and athletic-looking, and an actually strong and athletic physique that appears normal and natural and attainable. It's just obviously very well trained and very strong and powerful and athletic. It's a different type of look.
I think that what we're neglecting here is evolution and within the bodybuilding community. And what I mean by that is, from an evolutionary perspective, our legs were used for running as a foundation for lifting. They were really designed to make us more ambulatory, more stable, able to jump, you know, do the things that legs are thought to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the focus of the ever-growing lower body and muscularity has detracted from the physique, because we know somewhere in our DNA that that's not what legs should look like. Appealing legs shouldn't look like that. And so, you know, when you were talking, I was thinking, you know, what is natural? What is natural is to look at the human form as it stands, unadulterated, and then grow it proportionally based on what its actual uses are. I know this is an absurd statement, but no one goes, oh my God, look how big that guy's head is. I wish I had a head that big. Because we know that heads shouldn't be huge. And no one's wishing for a big head. But we look at a guy whose quads are so wide that he has to walk splayed because he can't even put his legs together. This guy, he becomes food for animals in the wild.
Yeah, and I actually had a similar thought when we were going to the break, and I said, come back and ask me about silhouettes. And here's the thought on that. Imagine that you are primitive man, hunter-gatherer situation. You look off into the distance, and you see someone approaching. Okay? Another hunter-gatherer. And if it is a tall, well-proportioned, broad-shouldered person, then you're looking and you're thinking, friend or foe, who is that? You know, you're focused and you're respecting the physique that you're seeing.
Right.
You're not looking at short, massively legged, leg development overpowering the upper body development at all, right?
Right.
I mean, you're just not seeing it. And so, you know, you were saying from an evolutionary standpoint, it really is a difference from the natural human body to the current aesthetic for professional bodybuilding. It really has changed, and that may very well be one of the reasons why the majority of people, when they look at a professional bodybuilder, you know, they think freakish, and they do not think that's what I want to look like. There's a very, very small subgroup of people that say, that's what I want to look like. The vast majority of people say, I don't want to look like that. And you know what is probably the much more popular aesthetic right now?
What's that?
The MMA physique.
Yeah. Functional strength right there. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and you know, an MMA physique, you know, of course, they have the weight classes, and so it varies by weight class, but people look at MMA fighters or even they look at boxers, and they think that's a, you know, that's a physique that I want, it looks great, and it's attainable.
Yeah.
And
I think a lot of the CrossFit physiques are nice, too, because, again, these are functional strength.
The CrossFit, in part, came at exactly the right time because bodybuilding, in my opinion, had jumped the shark. And the massive top professional physiques were just not attractive to the vast majority of people, but the vast majority of people, well, no, I won't say the vast majority, but a very high majority of people, particularly younger people nowadays, find a CrossFit type physique, be it male or female, to be extremely attractive.
Right.
And that, I don't know when our break is, but that ties into something that I want to talk about, which is what is the optimum athletic physique, and how does that tie into the discussion and the whole concept of the return of the classic physique?
Okay, so we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the ideal height and weight for athletes, right?
Okay.
Okay, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Physical Culture Radio.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in 2 great-tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
The secret word is consistent. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. So Brooks is going to lay it on us now.
Yeah.
And then later in the show, we'll be joined by Rob Regish for the Blueprint Power Hour. So stick around for the second hour.
I have to tell you, you picked a terrific secret word.
Well, you know why, right?
I know what it was.
No, you know why I picked a terrific secret word, don't you? I mean, these are the words that I think are critical to everybody in this audience. All the mm-hmm. words that we're using. I try to make the words something that makes you remember. Oh, I should be doing that, or I should be using that, or you know what I mean?
Well, it's a word that I write about a lot and use a lot, and I'll tell you what, if you want to be a champion, you got to take this word and wrap it around real tight and take it to heart.
Yeah.
Getting back to the discussion, there was a man named David Willoughby who was a famous physical culturist in the 1920s, wrote a very popular course that Bill Hinburn still sells. Bill Hinburn actually updated, revised, expanded it, and so it's the Hinburn Willoughby fitness course, and it's a terrific course. But Willoughby was a mathematician and a statistician, and he studied strongmen and bodybuilders and athletes and physical culturists. He wrote a wonderful book called The Super Athletes that just talks about incredible feats in all areas of athletics, not just strength training and weightlifting and powerlifting, but just everything. And he collected all this stuff. And he wrote an article once, after studying the greatest athletes, bodybuilders, weightlifters, strongmen of all time. He wrote an article about what is the ideal physique for all-around athletic performance. Not necessarily to be the world's strongest man or the greatest weightlifter in the world or, you know, the greatest this or the greatest that, but an all-around athlete, okay? Sort of the CrossFit idea, but this was back in the 70s or 80s. And he believed that the optimum physique for an all-around athlete was that of a man named Gustav Frestensky, the Bohemian Hercules. And I put a link on our Facebook page for this episode of the show. You can go there and take a look at Frestensky. You can read a little bit about his feats of strength. He was a great bodybuilder. He won a world bodybuilding championship in 1908. Okay? Had one of the greatest physiques of all time. He was a wrestling champion, both amateur and professional, and an all-around strong man. Get this. He was able to jerk 176 pounds over his head 26 times in succession. He was able to jerk 220 pounds 18 times in succession. That's not 18 singles, that's 18 reps. Boom, 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 boom. He once ran the 100-meter dash in 14 seconds while carrying a 100-pound kettlebell in each hand. Okay? So that's not a farmer's walk, but a farmer's run.
Wow.
14-second dash, 100 meters, 100 pounds in each hand. He was David Willoughby's ideal all-around athlete. He was 6 foot. He weighed 220. And Willoughby believed less than that on a height and, you know, a height and weight scale. You know, dip, you know, obviously a 5'8" is not going to have to weigh 220 pounds. 5'2" is not going to have to weigh 220. 6'5" might weigh more.
Right.
But the point is, he believed that the proportions and the height to weight, the muscle mass to inch of height, 6'220 was optimal for an all-around athlete.
Right.
Okay, so now, do you happen to know off the top of your head height and weight for
Arnold
the great classic? Well, I was going to say, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Reg Park, Steve Reeves, what were they?
They were in that range.
Yeah,
Arnold
Arnold
was 223 pounds at 6 foot, right?
I'm thinking it was around. He was around 225, 230, maybe 235 max.
Okay,
I'm not sure. You may be right. The point is, 6 foot 220 is a tremendous physique, but in terms of appearance, it's that classical look that we were talking about. You know, if you want those massive thighs, that freakish lower body development, 6 foot is going to weigh, what, 300 pounds?
Yep.
But if you're talking about the classic physique, you're talking 6 foot, 220, that's Steve Reeves, that's Reg Park, that's Arnold Schwarzenegger, and that is a physique that is maximally efficient for an athlete. You can be strong pound, you know, you can be strong both in relative terms and absolute terms.
Right.
You can be fast, you can be athletic, you can, whatever sport you want to do, you can do it. You know, you can have good endurance. You're not so heavy that your body mass affects your ability to dissipate heat.
Interesting.
So you can have tremendous endurance. And, you know, Frestensky, as I said, was a wrestler.
Right.
And look at his lifts. 220-pound jerk, 18 reps in succession, tremendous endurance.
Yes, and tremendous strength.
Yeah, you know, a tremendous combination. You know, which suggests to me that if people really want to take the NPC classic physique concept, they can do it and they can get there with the same kind of old-school training that Frestensky used, that Steve Reeves used, Reg Park used. You know, in many respects, Arnold Schwarzenegger's training was old-school compared to what we have now.
Right.
You know, and to your point earlier, it can be an all-natural physique, very attainable, and very aesthetic, and very powerful, and very appealing.
I think it's more appealing than the physiques that we're seeing now. I mean, I these guys, God bless them, they work so hard. They eat massive amounts of calories. They do this for decades, day in and day out, without rest, to develop this level of physique. But I just think it's, I just don't think it's getting the bodybuilding world anywhere. And I think it's very instinctive and intelligent of Jim Mannion to really do something that's quite organic, you know, by seeing that these physique competitors are coming in too muscular. They want to be, they want to look like Arnold. They want to look like Grimmick. They want to look like the bodies of yesterday. That appeals to people. And I think that it's smart that he's doing this. I have a feeling it's going to have an amazing impact on bodybuilding, the same way the bikini division has had an amazing impact on the female side of the sport, where you have bikini competitors, that category is the largest category at every single event these days. You have 300, 400, 500 women showing up to compete in bikini. You're going to have the same thing with classic physique, I predict.
Well, and let me go back to a point that you mentioned earlier. You were talking about liking the old days when they had the lifting competition.
Yeah, compulsory lifts. Yeah, let's see that these guys, the muscles really do something.
Yeah, and you know, if you really wanted to do something interesting, you would bring back the Olympic, the old three lift Olympic lifting and the formula that you had to lift three times your own body weight.
Yeah, the AAU stuff. Yeah.
Yep, the old AAU thing, and bring it back. And the interesting thing is that it would cause people to do more Olympic lifting training in combination with bodybuilding. It would change the physiques, and it would be exactly the way to develop that classic physique, because guess what? That's how they developed classic physiques back in the 30s, 40s, 50s, and early 60s.
Well, and you'll be taking, you'll take an athletic group of people and give them claim to being athletes.
Yes.
You know, right now, I'm sorry, it doesn't mean that the competitors aren't athletes to say that it's not an athletic competition. A lot of times when we talk about this, you know, the people, they're athletes. Yes, they are athletes, but this isn't an athletic competition. Any more than, who's that famous soccer player, the real handsome guy, he's married to some movie star. He's an athlete, but when he's doing TV commercials for credit card companies, he's not in an athletic competition. It's not an athletic event. When he's on the field playing soccer, that's an athletic competition. That's an athletic event. And bodybuilders are every single bit the hardest working, most dedicated athletes of any athletic performance subcategory, football, basketball. Nobody trains as hard as bodybuilders. Nobody lives with the level of dedication of every single meal. Nobody, even their off season is another athlete's on season. No one trains as hard and is as strong as the average bodybuilder. But a competition, a bodybuilding competition is not a competition. It's a pageant where you go up there and you show people what your athletic sport has given you in the way of the shape and form of your body, but you're not showing them your athletic sport. You're not showing them your athletic ability. You're not in there doing a heavy deadlift, doing a heavy bench press, doing a heavy squat, where that makes you an athlete. And I think that someday they'll reintroduce compulsory lifts or powerlifting compulsory lifts, whatever they are, maybe because, you know, you don't have to be as skilled in form to do a bench press as you do to have a, you know, do a snatch or a clean and jerk. But give these guys and gals an opportunity to say, look, these muscles aren't fake. These aren't implants. Look what I can do with them. And then people will take it seriously as a sporting competition.
And all you have to do is look at CrossFit and the CrossFit games.
Yeah.
How,
yeah.
You know, the popularity of watching people exercise.
Yes. It's a wonderful thing. Brooks.
Carl, always a pleasure. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yes, yes, yes. And next year we'll actually have you on your birthday. How's that sound?
That sounds good.
All right, talk soon. All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be joined by Rob Regish for this week's episode of the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth. It dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in 2 great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SuperhumanRadio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Do you want to take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play Your Court sends top-rated instructors to your local court so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. playyourcourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Don't forget, listen to this hour show. Listen to the commercial break. See if you hear the secret word. When you hear the secret word, email it to onair at superhumanradio.com. You're entered to win the complete Legacy of Iron collection, autographed by Brooks Kubik, 5 books worth $150. You just have to get your secret word emailed in to us before, let me see, the 18th of this month. And that should set you up just fine. And you'll be entered. So make sure you do that to get into this wonderful opportunity to win some fantastic books from Brooks Kubik. And on that note...
Calling all Blueprint Army. Fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Ragish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Hey, Rob, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I thought you were going to forget to play that music.
No, I would never do that. I was just waiting to get to the point where I could actually play it and stop talking. So
no, you know, I'm doing terrific. And a big part of the reason is we have had a tremendous response to the September special over on CoachRobRegish.com. And as I mentioned last week, what you're getting over there is the whole shooting match. But the crown jewel is the blueprint bulletin. And on that note, I get the nicest email from Rob Robertson over there in Scotland.
Oh, yeah, sure.
He says, I've been a subscriber for over a year now. Here's what I like. The information as it relates to diet, exercise, and supplements is current. It can be read in less than 20 minutes, unlike my books. And it's backed up with science. Now, all of the above, he's saying, for slightly higher cost than a bodybuilding magazine. That's filled with outdated info and advertising from your latest peddler of protein powder. That's true. I don't allow any advertising in my newsletter.
Right.
Considering I was only going to subscribe for a few months and it's now been a year, shows that I find the information of true value and one that should be considered as part of your program. Well, I want to thank you, Rob, for those kind words. And that really says a lot. You know, here's a guy who was he's going to subscribe for a couple of months, and he liked what he saw, so he stuck around.
And he actually supplies us with a question. He says, probiotics, any worth taking on a daily basis? You may have covered this before.
You know, I did, in fact, cover them over a year ago in the newsletter, I think. The guys coming on board now in the Blueprint Army, they have access to those past issues. So if that's you, do look there. But with respect to the question at hand, 7 studies now have looked at probiotic use in adults, focusing on these strains, Lactobacillus acidophilus, and
Saccharomyces?
Boulardii.
Yeah, right.
Although they varied in dose and strain, in 6 of the studies, probiotics shortened the course of diarrhea or decreased its severity. Now, a lot of the studies that I saw looked at probiotic use in children. And again, there was a wide range of doses and strains. But in 20 of those studies, published between 1980 and 2004, all of them found an improvement. In fact, 7 out of 12 controlled studies reported a definite improvement in antibiotic-associated diarrhea. There was one more meta-analysis done. They looked at 9 randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled trials, total of 1,214 patients. 6 of those 9 trials showed a significant benefit. And worth pointing out, Acidophilus was the most potent of these.
But, you know, it needs to be also said that the studies that you're mentioning are looking at probiotic use for a specific purpose. Usually probiotics are administered to people who are taking very, very powerful antibiotics because of viruses like MRSA and C. diff, which in the elderly, those antibiotics, while they kill the pathogen that they're going after, they also destroy the gut microbes. And these elderly people end up with such bad diarrhea that they die from it. They die from it because they become completely dehydrated. And when they're 70 and 80 years old, you get dehydrated. You're not around much longer. That's it. So they have to find ways to arrest this situation, and probiotics work for that, as well as a new emerging technology, which is fecal transplants. But yes, those studies you're talking about have looked at probiotics from a therapeutic standpoint, and really, there's only one well-studied probiotic out there today, and that's VSL number 3. It's the only one with any backed by science type research on it, and it's 8 non-competing, non-overlapping forms of microbes. It's got 450 billion CFUs per pouch. 450 billion CFUs per pouch.
Wow. I mean,
it's the best. If you're going to take a probiotic, that's the one. Don't even waste your time with the other ones. Go right to VSL number 3.
Sounds great.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And you can get it at Kroger's. You can get it at, Walgreens. You can get it any pharmacy. They usually have it in the fridge. And if they don't have it, they don't have it in stock because the people in your neighborhood just aren't in the know. They'll bring it in for you.
I mean, yeah. It's great stuff. I have to admit, since I don't have those issues, I'm not as current on it as most people might be. But what you're describing right there sounds like a gold mine if you've got that.
There is a whole other area of interest with probiotics as it relates to in your post-workout meal. There is some evidence that including probiotics in a post-workout meal may actually influence the protein synthetic response because of the digestibility and bioavailability of the proteins that you're consuming post-workout. There is good research out there that is not necessarily in the area that you're discussing, where we have a person who has such bad diarrhea that they're at risk of dying. What do you do? But there's good emerging information out there about probiotics may influence diabetes, probiotics may influence obesity, probiotics may be really good, but there's more research needs to be done. There's no doubt about it.
Cool.
Let's move on. Panos Antonakos. He says, I've used Synthogen, Tranquilogen, and most recently Progenidrex with awesome results. Anything else worth taking? Nah, you got it all.
No. You know, sure, there's a lot of other stuff, Panos. Most of them, though, fall into the general use category. You know, I'm talking about things like fish oil and multivitamin, that sort of thing. Now, two sups I like in addition to those, if you have the coin, are Sesamin and ZMA, zinc magnesium aspirate. And the latter corrects widespread zinc and magnesium deficiencies and does so with highly bioavailable zinc and magnesium aspirates. You know, that's a point worth expanding on there. Here's what you want to look for in terms of minerals. Aspirates, citrates, or picolinates. You do not want zinc or magnesium oxide. And you see those a lot in especially the multis on the market. So I would steer clear of those. Insofar as Sesamin goes, you can find it on sale for under $10 here and there. It's synergistic with fish oil, and it allows you to take half as much for the fat burning and general health benefits. It's exceptional at protecting organs too.
You've really been big on Sesamin for probably about 10 years now, right?
Yeah, and it continues to be overlooked, and that's a shame because you can see it in your blood work.
So tell people what's Sesamin is a ligand of the sesame seed, right?
Right. And, you know, I won't pretend to understand all of it, but it activates PPAR, and that's short for peroxisome proliferator activated receptor. Which is why people use the acronym PPAR.
Yeah, right.
I guess the bottom line, Sesamin, it encourages your body to burn more fat, to burn fat, and it discourages it from storing more of the calories as fat.
How much Sesamin do you have to take a day, Rob, for to see the magic?
You know, I want to say 500. Couple grams.
Okay.
You know,
it's a good tasting liquid. I remember Caleb Stone, who used to have Mind and Muscle, had sent me some because he was the guy who really started talking about Sesamin back in the day, right?
Yeah, he was the guy that brought it to light.
Yeah, and I remember him sending me some, and it really has a really nice buttery kind of oil taste. It really tastes fantastic.
Yeah,
a little nutty, like we would expect from something from sesame seed, you know?
Right.
Yeah, so it's still working. I mean, that's good to know.
Sesamin is a fantastic product to use in addition to your ZMA. The zinc and magnesium deficiencies are widespread, particularly in North America. So make sure those are tended to. Those are two. that if you are deficient and correct them, you will notice a difference primarily in your sleep.
You know, what's funny, Dr. Jeff was on yesterday for Science for Humans, and he's of the opinion that the recommendation for 400 milligrams RDA of magnesium and 1,000 milligrams of calcium a day is not right. It should be a one-to-one. You should be getting, if you're getting 1,000 milligrams of calcium, you should be getting 1,000 milligrams of magnesium as well because of the important facilitating relationship that they have with each other. And it makes perfect sense. When he said that, I thought, you know, if you need magnesium in order to absorb calcium and vice versa, why would you be taking 1,000 milligrams of supplemental calcium and not taking 1,000 milligrams of supplemental magnesium?
He's a sharp cookie.
Yeah, yeah, he really is.
And it really does pay the follow. He's got a monster in Crealkaline and shortly some, I understand, some other really high-end products.
Yeah, yeah. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got lots more questions. The next one comes from Seth Flanders. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Go check out CoachRobRegish.com during the break. We'll be right back.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. with 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia. These bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The secret word is consistent. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's Secret Word Contest. And good luck.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour with my co-host Rob Regish. And myself, my name is Carl Lenore, if you've never heard of me before. I bet there's people out there that are listening to the show for the first time. What do you think?
It won't be the last time, hopefully.
We'll see. I don't know. I think people get tired of me after a while. I got to be honest with you. But anyway. Okay, so here we go. Seth Flanders says, what's your take on testosterone boosters, specifically Tribulus terrestris in particular?
Well, you know, Trib is, to set the record straight, Trib is primarily a nitric oxide booster, not a test booster. And one look at the studies will validate that. You know, why it's been pushed as a test boosting supplement, I can understand why. You know, you're going to find more wood in your shed, and things of that nature. So they've taken that angle. But for what it's worth, it's the ferrostenolic saponins at work, not the spirostenolic saponins. Both exist in Tribulus. On the ferrostenolic ones, you'll also find those in fenugreek, and specifically Sabinsis fenusterols, that being my preferred product. The great crime is you can't find that stuff anywhere as a standalone. It's usually part of other formulas, but another plant, Dioscorea deltoidea, is very high in fenusterols, although you're going to have a tough time finding that. The gold standard was a Syntrax product back in the day. It was called Fuzu. I don't think they make it anymore. But be that as it may, fenugreek has other benefits, not the least of which is glucose disposal. You will find plenty of research there, along with some on muscle growth, likely owing to the combined, I'll call it test boosting and insulin optimization effects. It also makes you very hungry. I don't know if you ever noticed that. But yeah. Like sesamin, this is one supplement that's worthy of your consideration. Now, the best bet is to order a sample directly from Sabinsa. You know, if memory serves, they'll deliver a little 10-gram sample, although it's bulk powder, right? And it's very sticky because these are saponins, and it smells like maple syrup, and so will you after you ingest it. But that's true of all fenugreek, by the way. You know, whether you see that as a drawback or a benefit depends on your perspective. So I hope that helps, Seth.
Okay. We have a question from Johnny Gray. He said, whatever happened to power building? You talked that up pretty big, but I can't find it anywhere. He's talking about Sean
Phillips.
Phillips's product, right?
Yeah. You know, power. I stand by what I said. Power building is an incredible program. In fact, it's likely the best you can get. You know, you couldn't have looked very hard, though, Johnny. Right there on powerbuilding.com, it tells you all you need to know.
Are they still signing people up for that? There was a period of time where he was signing people up, and then he kind of backed off because the software would only handle so many people at a time or something like that?
Sign-ups are currently closed.
There you go, see?
So, and you know, this isn't a marketing gimmick. Power Building is a custom-generated program. All right, if I'm not mistaken, he's still doing the old-fashioned three-ring binders. And old-fashioned in this instance is a good thing, not a bad thing, by the way. It's predicated, the program is predicated on your 1 to 5 rep max and various compound lifts, with a very personal touch coming from Sean or Brad Jeffries, depending upon what pen name he's using. It's genius creator. And I don't throw that word around lightly. You know, Sean's an engineer by trade. I used a prototype of the program in 1996, right? And, you know, I got it back, executed it, and made the best, fastest progress of my life. I think he still got my testimonial.
Wow.
So the original led to some scary increases in size and strength, depending upon what your goal was. And that's the other beautiful part of it. You could customize it depending upon your goal. It was so good. It accurately predicted my fatigue level down to some of the higher rep isolation movements that were placed last in the exercise template for that workout. So he's got it down to a science, which means this. As soon as they start accepting new customers, get your name in, okay? The asking price for it, in my opinion, is fair. And only a membership to the Blueprint Army gets you more, at least on the diet, supplement, and longevity, you know, multiple training strategies front. He's got me on that customized software, though. I'll give him that. You know, in terms of custom programs where precision matters, like if you're going to be going into a competition or whatever, nothing can touch Power Building. I tell it like it is here every week, right, because you expect nothing less from me, and that's just how it is. So take that for what it's worth, Johnny.
Let's do this. Let's go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we've got a question from Mike Grady about creatine, okay?
Yep.
You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned. We shall return.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
The secret word is consistent. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. and good luck.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. So Mike Grady says, what's up with creatine? Any of these fancy formulas really worth paying extra for?
It's a great question, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, the multi-ingredient formulas, most aren't worth paying extra for, in my opinion. You can get an insulin spike easy enough with dextrose, right, or grape juice, or you can add a glucose disposal agent easy enough, something like RALA. Now, in terms of creatine itself, I find that there are three worth paying extra for. First and top of the list is Crealkaline. Jeff Galini, I think Jeff's his first name.
Yeah.
You know, he's got a monster here, and rightfully so. It's pH-corrected creatine, and I do feel it delivers all of the benefits of mono at one-tenth the dosage. You know, as far as the creatine conversion stuff, I don't know. I haven't looked enough into it. But you do get all of the other benefits of creatine without the water retention. So the second is creatine nitrate, and that's out of Thermal Life. Ron Kramer, who runs the show over there, he's got that patented. So just make sure you're using the genuine article and not somebody that's trying to rip off, you know, the patent. It's creatine bound to a nitrate, and nitrate's ability to impart huge pumps speaks for itself. It's used in heart health a lot. I've got no vested interest in there, by the way. So, again, take that for what it's worth. The final creatine worth paying for is creatine hydrochloride. And much like Crealkaline, it's effective at about one-tenth the dose, and it's more efficient than mono. Now, notice the distinction. I said it's more efficient, not better. There is a difference. In Progenitrex, you get that complexed with RALA already built in, along with the appetite test and glycogen-boosting properties of anacyclosporiethrum. You get Laxogen in, and of course biotin to prevent skin issues. RALA depletes biotin. You get a whopping 1,000 milligrams of creatine hydrochloride, which is three times the amount in most other products. So, you know, that might have sounded like a little commercial for Progenidrex, but you know, in the two previous answers, I shot straight with you and said I'd tell it like it is.
Right.
Not doing anything different with Progenidrex.
Right.
So for those interested in that, CoachRobRegish.com. You can find info on Progenidrex and certainly on SHR. You can find information on Crealkaline.
And Progenidrex. You'll find them both. For Rob's product, too. Mike Enos says, how about ectosterone? Anything new on that front? You're known as the ecti guy, so if anyone knows, you do. Any new research, Rob?
Well, no. It's sad to say there's not much new on the ecti front, unless you count the new ectis over at ectibase.org. Now, they're up to 487, which I believe was an increase in 20. You know, the way they've got it structured over there, for the life of me, I can't find the new ones. They're just buried in hundreds of others. Now, I did research the new ectis that have been identified since last year. But most of these are obscure ectis sourced from crustaceans. Their structure shows little anabolic activity. Now, how am I figuring that out? I'm using the paper Novel Natural and Non-Hormonal Anabolic Agents Derived from Plants. Now, I suppose I could look elsewhere, you know, but no other resource I can find identifies the chemical groups detailing anabolic activity. But by all means, if it's out there, please enlighten me. The practical application, though, stopped with 25R, which is a relative of Laxogenin, and Laxogenin itself. It was a component of Ebol way back when, and of course most recently in Progenidrex. For those interested, I may have a new spin on Laxogenin that I farmed out for a quote. It will be unique. It will be quite unlike Synthogen and Progenidrex, focusing instead on wound healing effects of ecti. Now, that's not to say it won't be a good tissue builder, as wound healing is central to the repair and rebuilding process. In fact, it's key to a good sports nutrition product. And someday when we have more time, Carl, we should talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So I hope that helps, Mike.
Where do they keep discovering these new ectis? Are they the same plants that they're just finding new forms, new isoforms, or are they different sources entirely of ecti?
Most of the plant findings, there are new source genuses, so they're new plants, but they're the same ectis that they're, you know, 20-hydroxyectosterone is fairly common in a lot of these plants. Nothing they have found approaches the density and the quality of the ectosterones and Reponticum carthamoids extract. The latest ectis, for whatever reason, they're pulling out of crustaceans, which is somewhere else that they occur naturally.
Mm-hmm.
However, none of them, to my eye, look like they would benefit people interested in sports nutrition.
Yeah.
I could be wrong, man. I'm no Pat Arnold, but, you know, I hope I'm wrong. But I don't have the coin, you know, to send away for 20 or 30 exotic and doubt, you know, extremely expensive equities.
Right, right.
So.
All right, so look, we're going to do. We're going to take our last commercial break. When we come back, we're going to have Rob give us the blueprint tip of the day. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Do you want to take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play Your Court sends top-rated instructors to your local court so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. playyourcourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's naturopathic programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store, or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's Michael's Health.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Please give us the power to blow people's minds with our high voltage rock. In your name we pray. Amen. I wanna
rock! Welcome back. The blueprint tip of the day from Coach Rob Regish. What is the blueprint tip of the day, Rob?
Well, some thoughts on the election, choices, and how it applies to your training. Now, I am the last person to get political because I think they do a masterful job of dividing the country. Right? It's the ultimate divide and conquer strategy, and you're seeing it play out again. Unlike past years, though, this election is shaping up to be an entertaining one. Right? You've got, what, 15 different choices right now?
Yeah.
You've got a few clear front runners, a few struggling or otherwise dropping in the polls, and one or two rising. The point is, you have lots of choices.
Rob, did we lose you? Rob, I think you hit your mute button.
Yeah, I might have.
Yeah, you said lots of choices was the last thing that we heard.
Okay, sorry. So in much the same way, you need to settle on a training strategy. If you're just winging it right now and you've been using your program for any more than 6 weeks, it's a safe bet it's not the best one. And I can say that with confidence because trainees, particularly advanced ones, begin to plateau in 6 workouts. And the vast majority won't change or aren't sure what to change to. Right? And that's based on 30 years in the game. Now, it's not their fault. You know, even people prior to the information age and the internet were just bamboozled by these pro routines you saw in newsstand mags. Powerlifting USA had some great workouts and some very logical progressions, right? But the font was tiny. There were a whole lot of words, not many pictures. And back then, who wanted to look like a powerlifter? They looked like fat guys in rubber suits, right? Versus the ripped bodybuilders. Plus, the bodybuilders in the mags always had hot chicks hanging off them, right? The powerlifters didn't. Consequently, those routines got ignored. Today, the situation is even worse. You've got the internet, right? Hundreds of routines are begging for your attention. There are arm specialization courses that are quite popular, as are programs designed to bring up your upper pecs. You know, let me clarify my position there. You want bigger arms, you squat heavier. You want to develop your upper chest, you squat heavy, press heavy, and dip heavy in your pullovers. Your genetics determine how much upper chest you get. You know, like a lot of things in life, you do the best you can with what you've got, where you are. Now, my protege, Nick, comes to mind, right? He's more than tripled his squat. He's added over an inch to his arms without doing a single curl. And around 6 to 8 pounds of body weight in a little over a month, right? He's doing this using a training program that leverages two different strategies. One was written in the 1930s and the other in the 50s. Now, he asked me last night why everyone isn't doing this. Because all his friends are using arm specialization routines to get quote-unquote big guns. I responded by saying that, you know, that's like looking for a needle in a haystack. The truth of the matter is this, and it's a sad truth. The average person that's genuinely interested in growing more muscle really doesn't stand a chance. And even the advanced guys are paralyzed by all the choices out there. What you'll see is they'll program hop. They may find a routine or two that works for them, but the body being what it is, the gains dry up right quick, so they revert to winging it again. And this whole pattern, winging it, trying something, anything different, and returning to winging it is the norm. So if that's you, for God's sake, you know, do something about it. You know, visit CoachRobRegish.com. Check out what we have to offer this month. Visit Brooks Cubic site. You know, I can't say enough about the information that man puts out. Yeah. I own several of his books. I don't know. It's frustrating to me to see 95% of my fellow gym goers not changing. You know, I couldn't imagine going through life like that, nor do I think any serious trainee should. In fact, I'll go so far as to say you're not a serious trainee if you're just punching the clock in the gym, mm-hmm. and a lot of guys are. So this isn't something to gloss over this week, right? This is a real issue. You need a solid training strategy to get motivated again, to feel alive, and to make gains to send a message. You're back, and you mean business this time.
Yeah.
That's a world of difference. You know, it was said to me once, are you working out today? And I said, no, I'm training.
Yeah, that's a good point. So people who think that they go to the gym to work out, they're just going there aimlessly. People who train have goals.
Punching the clock.
Yeah, right, exactly.
You know, exactly. You walk in there, you should have a goal in mind. You should have a goal to achieve. And when you walk out, you should either re-engineer what you did because you didn't achieve that goal, or you're going to be one happy camper like Nick was. He called me yesterday. He went out, this cat's gone from 60 pounds to 200 for 20 rep squats in about a month.
So how frequently do you espouse training, Rob? Every other day, every third day, every day? What do you think?
Depends on the age. You know, youngsters, and I'll define those as teenagers up until their early 20s, they might be able to train productively every other day on a push-pull split. Once you get older than that, certainly in your 30s, one on, two off is an excellent schedule. And periodically inserting a rest day every time your progress slows down from there is only going to benefit you. Now, if you can't stand that long in between workouts and you just don't know what to do with yourself, highly suggest training flat out for 3 weeks. You know, get it out of your system. Get in there, get it done, and then go home and eat and go to bed. Do that for 3 weeks. The fourth week is the deload. And that's really difficult for guys because they're used to pushing the throttle. A deload is simply cutting the weight, in other words, the intensity, the volume, and the frequency of your training down 50%. 50%. So if you're working hard and heavy 4 days a week, you're going in twice a week, you're cutting the weight in half, and you're doing half the amount of sets and reps. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it'll kill you. You'll feel like you're going nowhere. But I promise you, week 5, when you return to heavy training, you will be shocked. You will be stunned at how strong you are.
Isn't it something that backing off a little bit actually can allow you to propel yourself faster forward? People just don't get that.
No, and it's counterintuitive to I think, the American and the Western mindset.
More is better.
Well, yeah. I mean, you want to make more money, so you work overtime, right?
Right.
No, you know, such is not the case in weight training. People in sales understand this. If you want to make more money or you want to grow more muscle, you don't necessarily work longer hours. You work smarter. You work hard, but you work smart. And one of the unfortunate truths in this business is you can do the take your life with a barbell thing
and
get absolutely nowhere.
That's, you know,
what I'm talking about is pouring your heart out into the weights and doing it too frequently or too much. And not only did you not get stronger or bigger, you got smaller and weaker and quite possibly injured.
Right.
It's your body telling you something. Heed its warnings.
Back off. Back off, sucker. I want a day off. No, you know what? It's funny because that was really the impetus behind Big Beyond Belief, that you were supposed to almost tease overtraining and then back completely off.
Yeah.
And then you had those overtraining periods and then you had undertraining periods. And people would go, well, why not just train consistently throughout? And that's just not the way the body works.
Yeah. Those guys, you know, I ordered all of those manuals, and although I disagree with some of the information, those guys brought forth so many groundbreaking ideas. I wonder where they are today and what they're doing.
Leo Costa has reached out to me a couple months ago. He's got a new book that he's launching. It's built on his previous books, Big Beyond Belief and so on.
I'd love to talk to him.
Yeah, so he's going to be on the show.
That's awesome.
I think he got sick. You know, he's our age, obviously, well, probably older than you and probably closer to my age. Yeah. And I think he had some problems, and he used training to get himself healthy again.
Yeah. I mean, he knows the deal. He's been in this for decades, like us. And I have no doubt that even though he was down and out for a while, his body was still very receptive to training. But the contributions that he made, and Dr. Russ Herrine, I think it was,
right,
were monumental, in my opinion.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're looking forward to having him back on the show. He and I have been communicating for some time now.
Yeah, he'd be a great guest.
Let's go ahead and thank Brooks Kubik for the first hour of Physical Culture Radio. Please check out his website, BrooksKubik, KUBIK.com, to get more information about his writings. Don't forget the Secret Word Contest. If you heard the secret word, email it into onair@superhumanradio.com to win the complete Legacy of Iron collection. Or each book is autographed by Brooks Kubik. These are sure to become collector's items, folks. I don't think you realize it, but Brooks Kubik is the only person who writes fiction about physical culture. He brings people like, I'm trying to think of some old-time names that come to mind, but all the old-time fathers of physical culture, he brings them to life in his fictional writings. He puts them in situations where you're actually understanding how they would react to having dinner with you or having a conversation with you and so on. They're fantastic books. $150 is the value of the entire five-book collection. You can win it. Win it by emailing the secret word to onair@superhumanradio.com. Of course, show Rob Regish some love. Go to his website, coachrobregish.com, to learn more about his supplements. And don't forget to pick up a copy of the Blueprint Bulletin, because Rob goes out, does all the heavy lifting, and reduces everything into a 20-minute read, so that you can have your finger on the pulse of everything that's happening within the nutrition, training, and supplemental side of your interest here. And saves you a lot of time from searching and reading lots of useless articles to get to the cream of the crop. So check that out there as well. Rob, thanks for being on the show today, brother.
Thanks for having me. Look forward to next week.
Yeah, next week we're on our regular time on Tuesday at 12 o'clock, so tune in then. Thanks to everybody. We'll see everybody tomorrow with an episode of Casual Friday with Elisa Profumo and myself. So please stay tuned for that tomorrow. We'll see you then.